This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is in India for a short visit. On Monday, he visited the Taj Mahal and the ashram of Mahatma Gandhi. President Trump also announced the United States will sign an agreement to sell $3 billion worth of U.S. helicopters and other equipment to India's military, and he spoke of another type of partnership as well.
The United States and India are committed to working together to stop terrorists and to fight their ideology.
In front of a crowd of more than 100,000 people, Mr. Trump promised the two countries will make among the biggest ever trade deals. India's prime minister said a resurgent India would present new opportunities for the United States. A team from the World Health Organization is set to arrive in Iran Tuesday to help address the coronavirus outbreaks. New cases are popping up in Iran, Italy, and South Korea. South Korean officials report over 800 infections in the past week, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
Authorities here have undertaken a massive public health campaign. Residents receive emergency text message alerts when they go near locations that have been visited by a coronavirus-infected patient. The government sends out several alerts per day in English and Korean detailing the latest infection cases. Many major office buildings use thermal cameras to monitor the temperature of people who enter. Some major South Korean companies have been forced to temporarily halt or reduce production due to a shortage of parts from China, where many factories have closed. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports the White House could request close to $1 billion from U.S. lawmakers to help boost the nation's response to the coronavirus. And Katherine Johnson, the mathematician who aided the United States in early space missions, died today at age 101. VOA News. Protest groups on three eastern Greek islands have begun setting up blockades aimed at stopping the government from building new migrant detention centers. The groups on Lesbos, Chios, and Samos have received broad support on the islands, including from municipal authorities and farming associations. The government says it's determined to build detention centers on recently appropriated land to replace overcrowded camps on the islands, announcing that constructions would resume this week after a brief break for consultations. The United Nations Secretary General is warning human rights are under assault from a multitude of threats, including the climate crisis, the misuse of digital technology, and power-hungry leaders. He launched a call to action to advance and protect the human rights of all people at the opening of the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls human rights the ultimate tool to help societies grow in freedom. He laments the erosion of these rights, noting that no country is immune.
We see civilians trapped in war-torn enclaves, starved and bombarded in clear violation of international law. Human trafficking affecting every region in the world, preying on vulnerability and despair.
Guterres says his call to action aims to tackle all forms of inequality and eliminate all forms of discrimination. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Speaking at the Human Rights Council, the head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and government of national accord, who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke through an interpreter.
Children have lost their right to education due to the shelling and the closure of schools because of the attacker and those who fund the attacker and provide weapons to them. These must be held accountable.
A jury in New York City has convicted movie producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault and rape, but cleared him of the most serious predatory sexual assault charges. The jury of seven men and five women found the 67-year-old producer guilty of criminal sexual acts in the first degree and rape in the third degree. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has submitted his resignation to Malaysia's king, while his political party has quit the ruling alliance in a shocking political upheaval less than 2 years after his election victory. The stunning turn of events comes amid plans by Mahathir's supporters to team with opposition parties to form a new government and thwart the transition of power to his named successor. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. Broadcast.